Lord, join ourselves to your desire, amen. To your will.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Your will be done.
Amen.
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 The
kingdom come.
Amen.
That's right.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for this gathering.
Amen.
Oh, head us up tonight.
Amen.
Oh, we need you.
Amen.
We need your leading.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Fill us tonight.
Amen.
Lead us tonight.
Amen.
We depend on you.
Amen.
Thank you for gathering us into your name.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your move.
Amen.
Tonight we join ourselves.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Be one with you.
Amen.
One in the body.
Amen.
What you are doing.
Amen.
Consecrate ourselves to you.
Amen. Amen.
Weaken to you.
Amen.
Hear what you want.
Amen.
Hear what you want, Lord.
Amen.
One with you.
Amen. Amen.
This entire weekend.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Lord, give some enlarging.
Amen.
Monday.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, put your burden on us.
Right. Amen. Amen.
One with you.
Yeah.
Entire area,
amen.
That men could come to know you,
amen.
And the power of your resurrection,
amen.
Men could be brought into your expression,
amen.
Lord, loose the men this weekend,
amen.
We claim at least 50,
amen.
At least 50, dear Lord,
amen.
That you would set apart,
amen.
For your divine economy,
amen.
Yes, Lord,
amen.
Loose the men,
amen.
You are moving.
Amen.
We are standing with you.
Amen.
We are even laying the tracks for
that's
you.
Right.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for at least 50 local ones.
Amen.
We pray
right.
that you would give us some that you have yes. already prepared.
Amen.
Oh, tonight, together,
amen.
We bind the enemy.
Amen.
Lord, we release right. them.
Amen.
Oh, you have already
amen.
Marked them out.
Amen.
For your divine economy.
Amen.
We are standing with you.
Amen.
We are paving the way for you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, yes, Lord, we like to match you, Lord.
Amen.
Like to provide you an echo chamber.
Amen.
Like to say, earth agrees with heaven.
Amen.
Go ahead, Lord.
Amen.
Glorify yourself.
Amen.
That the Father may be glorified.
Amen.
You've been given all authority.
Amen.
Over all flesh.
Amen.
To give eternal life.
Amen.
Go ahead, Lord.
Amen.
Sweep, Lord.
Amen.
Pluck, Lord.
Amen.
Sweep them out, Lord.
Amen.
Into the divine stream.
Amen.
Oh, right.
Amen.
Pray for your
50. Amen. Amen.
This is not too hard for our God.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Local ones.
Amen.
Add them this weekend.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Oh,
amen. Amen.
50 oh, local ones.
Amen.
Lord, we pray
amen.
For this.
Amen.
Oh, we pray for your sweeping
yeah.
spirit.
Yeah. Amen.
Find these precious lost coins.
Amen.
Lord, for your brooding spirit.
Amen.
Bring forth life.
Amen.
Lord, as your church, we do bind the Prince of New York.
Amen.
Bind the principality. principalities of power.
Amen.
Praying you could loose these men.
Amen.
Loose them from every form of bondage.
Amen.
Bind the strong man.
Amen.
Loose the captive.
Amen.
Lord, we're praying for 50 men.
Authority of darkness.
Amen.
Bring them into your marvelous light.
Amen.
Lord, to be part of this one new man.
Amen.
Lord, honor the hearts of these ones.
Amen.
Who declare that they want to be part of the one new man.
Amen.
Transfer them out of the kingdom of darkness.
Amen.
Lord, into your marvelous light.
Amen.
Into the light of the one new man.
Amen.
The light of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Sons of Cush.
Amen.
Bring in an adequate number.
At least 50.
Amen.
We pray for all the sons of Cush.
Amen.
They can really experience a divine transfer.
Amen.
Out of darkness into your marvelous light.
Amen.
We ask you to brood over this weekend.
Amen.
Brood over each individual.
Amen.
May they truly hear the voice of the Son of God.
Amen.
And turn and live.
Amen.
Pray, dear Lord.
Amen.
Ground that you have prepared,
amen.
There would truly be fruit,
amen.
Unto your glory,
amen.
We stand here as one man,
amen.
With one heart and one voice,
amen.
For you to do something,
amen.
To reap in these ones,
amen.
By tearing down so many walls,
amen.
Especially the wall of history,
amen.
Serve the prince over this area a real blow,
amen.
By releasing these ones,
amen.
They can experience your marvelous organic salvation.
Amen.
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 Break down every wall.
Amen.
Sweep away every barrier.
Amen.
Break every fetter.
Amen.
Loose 50 men.
Amen.
50 sons of Cush.
Amen.
50 sons of peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sons of Cush.
Amen.
Sons of peace.
Amen.
Sons of peace.
Amen.
The sons of peace.
Amen.
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 Brothers, can we sing
1263? Amen. 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 Amen.
With us God has gained the dwelling to swear.
church in New York City, standing on the local ground. There's a lampstand brightly beaming, shining out to millions round. We were raised from every nation, every people, tribe, and tongue.
Risen Christ,
amen.
Caring for the other churches,
amen.
Following in Him and life,
amen.
With them in coordination, we the kingdom will possess, fighting as one mighty army, till the kingdom's manifest.
Church in New York City.
Amen.
And who the gospel does proclaim.
Amen.
To the hungry, poor, and weary,
sick, imprisoned, and the lame.
Amen.
Now this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached until the end. Till the Lord, who with the kingdom of the heavens does descend.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so well.
Amen.
In your midst, O New York City.
Amen.
Little do you realize.
Right.
Fallen is a seed within you.
Amen.
Its corruption, it shall rise.
Amen.
Rising up
in
resurrection.
Amen.
With an increase manifold,
Amen.
It shall blossom manifesting. Riches of God's life untold.
Amen.
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 Amen. know, at the beginning of 2015, it seemed that the Lord spoke to us, released these two words that became a kind of a guide for our going on in the church here. And they are the words advancement and enlargement. And the Lord really spoke, and there was in 2015 advancement and enlargement, actually in many fronts and in many areas of the church life here. And then in November, just before the Thanksgiving weekend, Brother Andrew, you was with us for a weekend conference. And just in the same line of burden, he fellowshiped many things. But one of the things that particularly he talked about was an encouragement to us to have a kind of view of spreading all over the city.
Right.
Even that we might have the aspiration to have district meetings or at least a small group meetings near every subway station in the city, of which there are 468.
Amen.
468. So we began to pray this way. And if we don't have time tonight to talk about details, but there's just this kind of branching out burden. So we started to pray in this direction, and then in December, it seems like the Lord gave us another word for 2016.
Yeah.
And that is the word trailblaze. And we had this feeling we need to not only advance, we need to trailblaze. We need to go where others have never gone before.
Right.
But not just for our sake.
Right.
Because the church in New York City stands one with all the churches,
right?
And we're in the body,
right?
And so, because the Lord has put us in this place, and I think some of the brothers who've been here these few days with us, they realize New York is a kind of unique place, and it's not because we're here that we say it. It's just that's what it is. It's a unique place, and particularly in this. In that the Lord has brought all the nations to this place.
Right.
Every nation is in this place. And particularly in this borough where we are now, in Queens, the county of Queens, is the most diverse county on the planet. You know, there are 171 at least languages spoken in this county. Yeah. And so, we had a sense of responsibility that the Lord put us here, and He has commissioned His church to go disciple all the nations, to preach the gospel to all the nations. But the Lord has brought all the nations here, and sometimes He brings them here for a period of time, and we can preach, we can disciple them. Then they go back to their nation to get more disciples. And the Lord led us specifically to kind of target certain population, segments of the population, sectors of the population. And actually the first one was the African-American population. This was in our fellowship, the first one brought up. Also the Spanish-speaking population. And then the Korean-speaking population. And of course, the English-speaking. We're here, right? We're here in New York. But in our fellowship, actually, there was a strong burden concerning specifically the African-American population.
Amen.
And since then, we've kind of had a focused effort in Brooklyn, because Brooklyn has a particular standing in the whole city. And in that, a little more than a third of the population...
Yes.
Is African American, and that borough, Brooklyn, has 2.6 million, and almost 1 million African Americans. And the Lord led us 3 years ago to open up this district there in Brooklyn. And so we've been meeting there. And the saints there really have risen up to say amen to this burden and to go out. And we've had many different kinds of outreach and so on. And anyway, that's been our experience here. Well, in parallel with this, in the Lord's recovery at large here in North America, in the fellowship among the co-workers, this burden rose up about 2 years ago, right?
Four years ago.
And although the burden was there.
Yeah,
burden was there. Didn't really take form, right, until more recently. And we just realized that in this nation, with the percentage, the African American population, it's not reflected in our meetings, in the churches, in the local churches. And so this burden just rose, and a strong amen among all the co-workers. And then some of these brothers who are here, actually, the Lord led to spearhead this burden. And really, it is a trailblazing. It really is a kind of trailblazing. So it just seemed the Lord has brought us together. Brought us together.
Hallelujah.
To the brothers are doing something in the recovery, and we're burdened here. And this week, we're coming together.
Amen.
To co-labor, to trailblaze.
Amen.
And we had once the first such conference in Houston. And I don't know if there's time to talk about some of the testimonies. So things are coming out. Actually, we're finding out even in these weeks the fruit from that time.
Right.
It's very encouraging. It's very encouraging. Anyway, we want to give the brothers some opportunity to fellowship whatever's on their heart, to lead us more into this burden. Maybe also some of the local ones may want to respond and talk about some of the things here. But we want to start with brothers, if somebody would just... start the fellowship. Yeah. Yeah, I think Brother Benson would ask you to go first. Yeah.
You come.
Okay.
Okay.
You want a pocket or?
I think with two hands.
Yeah. No, okay. No, this actually has a purpose that you have to wear both.
I have to wear both?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
You're gonna take that one. It's okay. It's really a joy and an honor to the Lord that we could be here with you all and to be part of the blazing of such a trail. Usually we five stand up, Steve and Alan and Scott, but because of the lack of room, and Clem and I take up a lot of this room, maybe we'll start this time, Steve. And just give you a little bit of the background. Ricky mentioned how this burden was there among the co-workers. We want to say this, that this is not something new. And this is not something that is being generated out of us. This is something that has been resident in the co-workers for quite a number of years. And mainly in this way, in the way of the gospel, the contact and the gaining of typical Americans, of which African Americans are a part. And so, you know, just to give you a little background, I'll just start off and then Clem and I will bounce off of each other. In 2012, this burden really surfaced in our brother, can I go ahead and say?
Yeah.
In our brother Benson. And this is kind of a little cute experience, and I'll share it with you. I was sitting here, and Brother Benson was sharing with about 70 of the leading brothers in the Lower Mainland, that's in Vancouver, Canada, and that area. And he's releasing Brother Lee's burden concerning gaining the typical Americans. Amen. And so, and I within have a wonderful amen within me. And then he turns and looks at me and he says, and as if none of you, none of the brothers, so I will imitate this. I'm looking at Alan. Alan is actually me, and this is Benson. You know, and he says to me, "How long have you been in the churches, Willie?" No, he says, "You've been in the churches a long time." And I said, "Have you not?" And I said, and then when I responded, he asked, "How long?" He asked me, "How many African Americans are in the church in Bellevue?" And at that point, I said, "Two," because I forgot about my wife, and that's not my wife. She was with us. Gloria was with us in Bellevue at that time. So I had to subtract her, and then I also subtracted my own wife. So it's three. And I say that for a reason, to show you that the number of African Americans in the churches is very much underpopulated and not according to the ratio of the city in which each locality is. And so at that point, I tried to get cute with Benson in the meeting, and I said, "Well, Benson, I was on the motorhome in 2001 from when it made its trek through the South, handing out Bibles with BFA from Florida to Texas." So I thought that would arrest everything, and I'd be off the hot seat. And Benson says, "I'm not talking about that." He says, "I'm talking about Houston. I'm talking about Texas Southern, which is an HBCU." I think you're all familiar with that acronym. Okay, you know.
Historically Black University.
And so.
HBCU.
And so he said, "You need to go to Houston." And so I thought, okay, it's said and done. It's in the meeting. Praise the Lord. And I would just say, "Oh, amen." And then everything would be done. And then at lunch, dinner, he cornered me again. And then the next day, the meeting was such where I was sitting here at the Lord's table and he was sitting there. And I made every effort in my being. And this is the truth, you all. I made every effort in my being not to look at Benson. So I was sitting here. The brother was sharing. I looked at that. And then if something caught my eye over here, then I'd go like this. And then when I had to look back at the brother that was sharing, I'd go like this. So I finally made the mistake. And I looked at Benson. And he does like this to me. He goes. So I, you know, when he walked out, I had to walk out, and then he told me, "I'm really serious. Please fellowship and pray over this matter," and which I did. And then I made a huge mistake, and that is I went home and told my wife. Big mistake. Anyway, we ended up in Houston, and sovereign of the Lord. Amen. And and then we began to labor. Well, no, he told me to contact Clem, which I was very happy to do. And because, you know, I stayed with Clem in 1981. Yes. When we were building the hall. I lived with him for 3 weeks. So I was very happy to do that. And then we began to coordinate and pray. And then we fellowship with Alan. And then we three began to coordinate. And then we fellowship with Steve. And then we four began to coordinate. And then we fellowship with Scott. And then we five began to coordinate. And then we fellowship with Ricky. Now it's six of us. And because we're entering into this burden of the head, not of any individual. And then I think I'll give it to Clem now, and we'll come back. We'll
concerning this burden, the number of the co-workers have fellowshipped that they have had this feeling and burden. Oh, it needs to get.
It needs to stay there.
Okay. That they have had this kind of feeling and burden for a number of years, but it just seemed maybe the opportunity. Amen.
I jumped in.
But it seems in the gospel
There are seasons.
Yeah.
The Lord said, be instant in season and out of season.
Right, right.
And it seems that now there is a season related to this matter of the African American and African saints. And there's this portion in John, at the end of John 21, I believe, John chapter 21, where you have the disciples going away from the Lord's call. They and the Lord eventually asked the question, children, do you have any fish? He said, no, Lord, we fished all night and caught nothing. And the Lord said, I think the Lord extended his speaking to them by saying, cast on the right side, and you'll catch and they did. He said, Lord, we fished all night and caught nothing. The right time of day, the right men, the right time, they caught nothing. But at the Lord's word, they caught an unbelievable amount of fish. And so concerning this burden about typical Americans, which includes the African American, there's a leading of the Lord currently in the Lord's recovery to gain African Americans, and it's the right side of the boat.
Amen. The right time.
At the right time.
The right people.
Right people. The Lord, I'm not sure, right people.
Yes.
Anyway, there's, we're here till the right ones show up. But it seems there's really something of the Lord concerning this matter.
Yeah.
And even as we have gotten into it the last 4 years, we have been fellowshipping with a number of brothers across the U.S., and there are beginning to be in the meetings African or African-American people. And it's just been amazing. I mean, in Houston alone, we were experiencing the Ethiopian saints, and we had a group of about 30 Ethiopians began meeting in a church in Houston.
Wow.
It seems that we have to learn how to labor. I'm not sure if we've ever had that many come in at once. So there's this. What's that?
Yeah.
After the conference, they've come, and they're coming in a regular way. We're discovering they're really the hunger for the truth, and so we've had some experiences. Willie and I, related to the matter of contacting some on the HBCUs, and whereas there's a hunger, there's also a stronghold in terms of culture. Every one of us is we're subject to our culture. But particularly, there's a stronghold with a culture that needs to be broken through. A culture of there was forced separation, and that has turned into isolation. And even now, there's more of a kind of a. Anyhow, it's just hard to describe.
Yeah.
But behind it is Satan.
Right.
Preventing ones from experiencing Christ, especially experiencing Christ to the extent of being built up in the one unique body of Christ and in the one new man.
Amen.
And so there's been a desire within
us, you know, saints who have gotten into this burdensome, to anyhow to contact, have the contact with the students, the young people, and also have contact in the community. In fact, with BFA in their and Willie, of course, can testify more strongly than I can regarding this, but in the distribution of the Bible, the ones who have responded the most are the African Americans.
Yeah.
And the African, or African, those of African descent.
Yeah.
In fact, so we have been burdened even more recently to find out how to care for this large group of those who have responded. How do we labor with them to among them gain some that could be in the Lord's recovery, not just respond to a free Bible,
right,
but even more respond to the truth that's unveiled in the New Testament. Anyhow,
I just want to say one.
Okay.
Before the it'll pick it up.
Okay.
Okay. The other brothers are full of burden, so just want to add this a couple of things in our moving forward with this burden. We understood and realized that the African Americans, not the Africans, the African Americans are held in a kind of cultural Jericho, if you would, a cultural Jericho.
That's right.
And, you know, Jericho has so many walls, and we have identified, and Clem mentioned one, you know, four of these walls. And he mentioned one of this matter of history that has been prevalent here in the United States for 3.5 centuries. For 3.5 centuries, or a little bit more. And that is the history, you know, that's
history,
the history
of separation.
Of separation. Then the other three we would say are religion, and Scott will share a little bit, and Stephen and Alan, and then culture and tradition. And so these walls have to come down order for the ratio to be proper in the churches.
Amen.
And we're not here, Clem coins this, so I'm going to use it. We're not here for race. We're here for ratio. And we're not here all of a sudden, and it's not all of a sudden, oh, now we're focusing on black people. Mm-hmm. No, we're not. We're focusing on what is on the Lord's heart, amen. And that is the gaining of the one new man.
Amen.
That's why we're here. If you consider you all, I've been in Texas too long. If you consider saints, if you... Gloria, can you believe it? If you consider... And again, I do not know what to say about the people that were here before the pilgrims came.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so the native Indians that were here, I don't know what to say. But if you consider the group of people that the Lord hasn't had a way through for centuries in the Middle East, no way. Except
that's right.
All of a sudden now. Isn't it interesting? All of a sudden now. The Lord is gaining away with all, we all know, with the Syrian situation and in Europe and so forth. But consider, and I'm not saying this because I happen to be black, but has the Lord really had a way with African Americans, not Africans, and not those from the islands, the Caribbean and so forth, because the Lord seems to have had a way. I mean, you're here. Aren't you here, Max? And so
I'm here.
Praise the Lord.
I've been here.
Amen.
And we're going to stand here until the Lord comes back.
Comes back.
Amen.
That's and His grace.
By His mercy.
And grace.
And grace.
Amen. And so, but among the African Americans. Mm. Has the Lord had a way? We have to say, dear saints, not really. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not talking about getting saved. Right. I'm talking about the eternal economy of God being carried out.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. Has he had a way? And so he hasn't. Yeah. But all of a sudden, almost simultaneously with the Middle East, is this burden.
Yes.
Very, very significant.
Amen.
So what? So why do I say that? That means that we really have to enter into prayer with the head for the consummation of this move, which is the consummation of the age for what? The bringing in of the bride for the consummation of the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
So anyway, dear saints, this is not a small matter. And so we are really burdened with the Lord that his burden could come through this weekend, that many more that have been appointed to life can experience this, not just this weekend, but weeks to come.
Amen.
This is not this is what we're doing in the recovery now, and then we'll drop this and move on to something else.
Right.
No, saints, this is people.
Amen. That's right.
This is a people burden.
Amen.
And we are all human beings.
Yeah.
Contrary to some.
Amen.
Anyway, okay, so... can I pass it on to the other brothers?
Yeah, I just
pass something to add. Okay.
Just wanted to strike this point, this last point that Willie mentioned, that we need it's hard, the language here is hard to utter.
Yeah.
But you have the examples in the New Testament of the Ethiopian eunuch responding to the gospel, responding to the truth, asking the right question. Hey, look, water, what prevents me from being baptized? Which meant he listened.
Yeah.
He listened to the carefully to the speaking of Philip. On that road. Anyway, and then you've got Acts 13:1, Antioch, 5, one was one who was called Niger. So there's indicating he was probably of African. And even I looked at it a little bit further, the continent of Africa. There were three from Africa. So how much the Lord... works out his burden. We hope the Lord can work it out to the fullest degree, so there could be the fullest expression of the one new man.
Amen.
What do you have in Revelation? The Lord desires to gain men of every tribe, every people, every tongue, every nation.
Amen.
Anyhow, I better stop. Give the other brothers some opportunity to fellowship.
Amen, saints.
Amen.
Got to move over here. Okay, yeah. Okay. I just want to take a moment and, drink in the sight of the saints in the church in New York.
Amen.
It's just good to be here
Amen.
And to see these faces, saints. Really like to echo what these brothers have said. This burden has been around for at least 4 years. And the reason it may seem like it's just been around for the last couple of years is we have spent initially all the time praying For the past 4 years, this burden began with prayer, and for the past 4 years, we have continued in prayer, mainly. And this weekend, I hope we can continue prayerfully saying. I enjoyed the prayer so much tonight with the church here. I felt it was strong. I felt it was right on the mark. I just, it's very good, saints. This is our confidence. We trust in the Lord who hears our prayer because our prayer matches His desire. You know, our God does desire all men. We all realize this. And what does all men mean? I'm going to share something really deep and profound with you. All men means all men. There's no point in getting any more complicated than that. All men means all men. And the word desire is so sweet to me, saints. And when we pray, we touch His desire, His yearning over men, including the lost sons of Cush, the African-American men, and even the Africans in America. You know, we don't know what we're praying for sometimes. We pray for African-Americans, and in Houston, it seems like mainly the Lord has heard our prayer, and what He has heard is Africans in America. And so, you know, as Clem mentioned, there's this really wonderful, positive group from Ethiopia, and we've also contacted some from Cameroon and other places. But they are, right. And really, we're just happy, saints. If this is what the Lord wants to do, bring in these Ethiopians.
Congo, right. Just got baptized. Yeah. Lord.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Congo.
Right, and his sister from...
conference.
Yes, we did.
Her first conference was Labor Day.
Yeah. And his sister in Huntsville from Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
You know. So, yes. And we, saints, we feel... You know, the second point, the first one is prayer. The second point is it seems like over and over these past 4 years, wouldn't you brothers agree, we have had a confirmation again and again that this is the Lord's burden. Amen. This proceeds from the throne. This comes from the heart of God. And then to hear you brothers tonight and what the Lord has done here among you brothers, such a strong confirmation. It's like it's happening parallel to what was happening among us. Why? Because this is not our thing. Amen. It's not your thing. Amen. This is the Lord's move.
Amen.
And eventually it's really sweet just to be here, brothers. Anyways, I wanted to share a verse with you. There's a lot, and then I'll stop and let these brothers. But here's a verse, Genesis 12:3. It says, "And I will bless those who bless you." This is Jehovah talking to Abraham. "And him who curses you will I curse. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed."
Amen.
So again, something deep there. What does all the families mean? It means all the families of the earth. And if you look at the footnote, it's one of the sweetest footnotes. Well, I say that about whatever footnote I'm enjoying. Sorry. The Recovered Version is full of sweet footnotes, saints. But here it says, "In his calling, God turned from Adam to Abraham." That's somewhat sad in a way that he seemed to give up on the Adamic race and he turned away from the Adamic race to the called race. This was in his calling. But the footnote doesn't stop there. "But in his promise," that is his promise to Abraham, "he made another turn."
Amen.
Listen, Jehovah made another turn.
Amen.
"From Abraham back to all the families of the Adamic race through Christ, the seed of Abraham."
Amen.
So we're back.
Amen.
On one hand, if you know, if you weren't a Hebrew or if you weren't a Jew, Jehovah turned away. You were not part of the chosen people. But listen, saints, we're back.
We're back.
And it doesn't matter if you're a son of Cush or whatever you are. Right, saints? And I'm just happy, you know, saints, you know, again, this is not a new burden. From the beginning, all of us that's been meeting with the church for any number of years, we all know we've been burdened always for all men. But eventually, over the years, there is something to learn here. And Scott has some stats that I think are startling. He'll probably share with you, so I won't. But just the ratio isn't adequate. Even though I think many of us, our hearts have always been open. I don't care what color anybody is who walks in. And when Willie came to Houston, I heard of this burden. Something resonated in me. I thought, I've got to be a part of this. You know, and I could tell you a little story about my background. I did go to a college in Ohio where I was the only white student there. It was an HBCU. I went there deliberately because I wanted some experience, and saints, I got an experience. And I learned a lot, I would say. But mainly, I went in there an idealistic humanist who believed in man and believed that our generation was a generation that could end bigotry and hatred, Dennis, and raise up a new society where little black children and little white children can run across flowered meadows in slow motion with music playing in the background. This is a beautiful scene.
I have a dream.
I was very naive and idealistic and very much believed in man. But one year at that university, I came out a very jaded cynic, no longer believing in man, and it was at that point that I met the Lord.
Amen.
And by the Lord's mercy, I had a summer job in Houston. I'm a guy from Ohio, but I had a summer job in Houston, Texas. I heard about this place, so I'm hitchhiking across Houston. I didn't even know where I was going, but I had an address for the meeting hall. And so I'm hitchhiking. And, you know, I was fresh out of this experience where, you know, I didn't have any answers for the black-white issue because I grew up in the 60s wondering, can't we all just get along? Can't, you know. I didn't have any answer. By this time, I'd almost given up that there's just hatred among man, and that's how it is. So I'm hitchhiking, and this blue van, it drives by, and this brother sticks his head out the window. You know, he sees a hippie. You know, I kind of had long hair and a beard. And he sees a hippie, I think. Clem wanted to do a drive-by lifing. You know, some people in the urban areas, they do drive-by shootings. But Clem wanted to do a live-by, you know, drive-by lifing. And so he sticks his head out the window and he shouts, "Praise the Lord! Hallelujah!" And I knew somehow they're going to where I was going. You know. And so I started waving, "Hey, wait, wait, wait!" And Clem's head shot back inside the van, and he had him stop and pull over, and I got in a van. Now, listen, you have to, again, remember where I was coming from, this very jaded experience where I'd pretty much given up on mankind ever getting along. And I get in this van with this brother, with a blonde-haired guy named Tom Roberts, and with another guy named Ken Garza. I'll give you one guess as to his ethnicity. And that was the sight that greeted me. And I knew somehow there's something else. And thank the Lord, in the church in Houston, I went there, and there were not only Hispanics, blacks, and whites, but there were some Asians. And I realized this is not just a dream, just a naive dream. Saints, we are in the one gem. This is a gem in human society, to be in the Lord's, you know, to be in the Lord's recovery. So we're all here and we're all happy. But I guess what we're learning the last couple of years is for those that come in among us and they don't see very many faces
like theirs,
there is a battle. So we have to continue to pray and learn something. Hopefully this weekend we will learn something more together, saints.
Amen.
So good to be together. Sorry if I took too long. But yeah. Okay, so I'll just stand here and be the mic.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you want to hold this there?
Yeah, I'll hold this.
Look at this here.
Yeah.
I really just want to echo what our brother just said about prayer, because I believe this prayer, as we're tapping into the prayer that's being prayed at the incense altar, we're sensing the flow.
Yeah.
And as we're tapping into this prayer, which is the Lord's heart, you can just see things happening. And it's really hard to explain why we just hear this group of African Americans in this university and then this one, and then we look around our meeting and we noticed the other day almost half of the saints in our district were African American or African in America.
Hallelujah.
So there's something to this prayer that's going on, I believe, that's touching the Lord's heart. And that I believe that's because the Lord wants to close this age.
Yes.
That there is something related to the closing of the age, the prayer at the incense altar, and the gospel to all the nations.
Amen.
And I'll just read a verse that you alluded to, two verses from Revelation. One is Revelation 5.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, "And I saw in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders," amen, "the Lamb standing."
Amen. Hallelujah.
Right? So this is a scene. This is a scene there after resurrection. And then it says in verse 9, and they sing a new song.
Amen.
You are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, for you were slain and have purchased for God
Amen.
By your blood
Amen.
Men
Amen.
Out of every tribe
Amen.
And
nation.
Tongue
Amen.
And people,
people
and nation.
Nation.
That's four. That's four. Now, the order changes a little bit in the next verse, but this is Revelation 7. So we're going on from this scene here where the Lord has called them from all of these places. Now, listen to this. This is in 7, the great multitude at the end of the age. One is right after ascension. This scene is at the end of the age. And after these things I saw, and behold, there were a great multitude, which no one could number, out of every nation, and all the tribes, and peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne, and before the Lamb.
Amen.
And I believe that there's an intensification going on for the gospel toward this particular population. Right now, in this weekend. Now, like you said, in New York, it's the most diverse in the U.S. probably. And our burden is for all peoples, every tribe, every tongue, every nation. But right now, the Lord is pushing in a direction.
That's right.
And we have to cooperate with Him. And we just feel like that our cooperation at the incense altar also must cause us to buy a half shekel.
Right.
Use our half shekel to buy some expiation silver to form us into an army.
Amen.
Because the cooperators at the incense altar need to put some feet on the ground.
Boots on the ground.
Hallelujah.
And this relates to a verse that I enjoyed this week related to the trailblazers. Now, you brothers maybe already had seen this verse, but this is related to Philippians chapter 1. In Philippians chapter 1, you have the fellowship unto the gospel. Right? That's in verse 5. The fellowship unto the gospel. But in verse 12, it says, now I want you to know, brothers, that the things concerning me have turned out rather to the advancement of the gospel. Have you ever read the footnote there? The advancement of the gospel says, advancement is an advancement made by pioneers. Who cut the way? Who cut the way before an army to further its march? So I just feel like we're there now. We're going to go to Brooklyn tomorrow, like for the advancement of the gospel. I feel like we're pioneers.
Because
we're
the army's
fighting
coming.
A battle.
That's right.
We're part of the army.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The advancement of the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
Marvelous. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, the brothers have shared so richly as I was considering them and they're speaking. It's so clear that unless the Lord pierces through centuries of darkness, the Lord will be frustrated in having the one new man. And you know, this verse here, Matthew 28:19, go therefore and disciple all the nations.
All the nations.
And that word nation there is ethnos.
Ethnos, right.
All the ethnicities. And most of us think of nations in a geopolitical way.
Right.
But actually, in God's eyes, you're either a Jew or you're an ethnic
group. You're an ethnos.
And you're an ethnos,
right?
Yeah.
Are you all the rest?
But here it says, like our brother was enjoying, all the ethnicities.
Right.
Amen. All the ethnos. And in this country, you know, the buildup has been to divide people of African descent from European descent, especially.
Right, right.
By this theory of race. The word called race.
Race.
Race is a social construct.
Artificial.
It's a fabricated social construct. It's not a biological fact. There are no genes that identify an African-American person from a European person. There's no set of a pool of DNA that identify. when you look under a microscope, you can't tell. It looks like they're just plain old human.
In the blood. And all the blood types are common to all groups.
That's right.
Well, they're human.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. And, for instance, I had a disease that, the same disease that took the life of Walter Payton, the Chicago running back. We both went to Mayo Clinic. Destroys your liver. And my liver was on its way up to being destroyed. And I needed someone to match me, and virtually they said disease history, blood type. They said, we're going to have to test this person for 4 to 5 days. And if they match you just right, they can be a person that could save your life by giving you 2/3 of your liver, of their liver. Because the liver is the only organ that can regenerate
itself.
And it happened to be a person who is a southern Idaho farm boy.
Not your family.
And not my family. He's as Caucasian as they get. And the Mayo Clinic doctors checked him out for 4 days, and then they said, he is your identical twin. Wow. You peel back that skin color, there is not one bit of difference. He is a perfect match for you. Even my own brothers. I have football. I was the youngest of 7, 6 boys, 1 girl. No one in my family matched me like he did. Isn't that something? And so I'm here now because I'm walking around with my brother's liver on my head. My brother in Christ's liver. But apparently it's a white person's liver. But the word race only appears in Acts 17. The only time race is mentioned is called the race of God. If there's a race, it's the race of God. The species of God. God has opened up the species of the divine Trinity. And so the social construct of race has been built up by 225 years of slavery in this country. You know, about 44% of all of the Africans extracted from Africa came to the Caribbean and the areas that most of the Africans that are visiting here, knowing they're of Africa, but they're not born in America.
Yeah.
And about 40% went to Brazil. Only 4% came to the United States.
Wow.
And that's anywhere now out of 40, some historians say up to maybe 100 million people, from about 1450 until 1888 when Brazil outlawed slavery. But what happened was this. African Americans in this country have only been 9 to 12% of the population throughout the years, and now it's still about 12%. And yet, this 12% have always been the measuring stick of how well the United States lives up to its ideal.
Creed, right.
And lives up to its basic national motto. E pluribus unum, right? Some people say it's in God we trust. I think that means in cash we trust. But actually,
it's out of many, one.
Out of many, one.
One.
That's the look on your pennies, look on your nickels, look on your dimes, look on your quarters, your dollar bills.
Dollars.
Look on the president's flag, E pluribus unum. Out of many, one. And yet, on one hand, this country stands for that.
Mm-hmm.
No other nation has dared to do that. That everyone comes here as an immigrant and yet would be treated as a first-class citizen. No nation on earth dare try it. And that's what's called in history the Great Experiment. The United States is the only nation on earth that is carrying out the Great Experiment.
Yeah.
And yet, by 225 years of slavery and by 345 years of racial segregation, race, this social fabrication, has become the dividing factor to the uttermost. But it's a myth. It's not a biological fact. It's not physiological. And so from 1640 to 1865, we had a slavery based purely on skin color. And from 1619 until 1964, when the Civil Rights Act was finally passed, the signs came down of white only and colored only.
Colored only.
That's 345 years. So you've got 225 years of slavery pushing this thing called race. Then you've got 345 years of racial separation.
Segregation.
Based on race. And you think about it. How could the Lord get the one new man in such a setting that professes to be out of many one? And so race has provoked people of African descent to try to survive under a second-class state of oppression because of their skin color. And we know the history. It's so clear that eventually the slaves, 75% of them by the time of 1865 when the Civil War was over, 75% of them took the Bible as the Word of God. This became the one refuge where they could be I would say, brought into a sense of dignity, where they could experience something of honesty. They could actually, they even took chances by having meetings outside of the plantation, and they would experience the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Because there, they would cry out to God. They would let out their hands. Mm-hmm. They would open up to the Lord, and they would touch the depth of the living God. Mm-hmm. And then go back to their plantation and act like a zombie, busy on the outside, dead on the inside. But when they got together, this is why so-called black churches are very vocal, have a lot of decibels, because that's a carryover from, this is the only time I can be honest. This is the only time I can be real.
Cut loose.
And so the things of God actually gave them a way of surviving and even flourishing under slavery. And then when you know it, after slavery was over in 1865, the one source for a so-called free African American, 4 million were set free, the one place where they could have freedom, where they could get education, they could get job help, they could get any type of medical help, was the church. So the idea and the backbone of relying on the things of God has been a black heritage in this country. Mm-hmm. And that's why, if you look at the map where the majority of the 33 million African Americans live in this country, starting from about East Texas, you go all the way to Florida, up to the high point of North Carolina, that's where you'll see the majority of African Americans live. Then when you lay the map down of the majority, our brother at the BFA told us recently, maybe 75% of the recipients of the recovery material, not just the Bible, but we want follow-up, follows the same pathway.
Right.
About East Texas, all the way over to Florida, up to the North Carolinas.
Wow.
Up to North Carolina. So you could see that heritage for the things of God that have allowed them to survive, in a sense, has also opened up a way for the recovery to actually have its seedlings put into them.
Amen.
Now, why is it after all those seedlings are put in, there's no manifestation?
Where is it?
It's amazing. Actually, 1 out of 100 saints are of African background in this country. 1 out of 100. It should be, according to the population, 12 out of 100 at least, right?
Right, should be.
So we're way underrepresented, you know, in that way.
So it's 1 to 2%, right?
Yeah, 1 to 2%.
Out of 30,000 saints in North America.
Yeah, out of 30,000. So it's really quite something. And so, and based on that, look at what race did in the eyes of African American people. You know, the country went through a great change in the Great Depression. And we all know that. And what helped with the forming of middle class America was this idea of having Social Security in 1935. But do you know the Social Security only applied to people that were of a certain race? Because it didn't apply, listen to this, to people that worked in menial jobs and custodial jobs and agricultural. And guess who most of those people were? So the Social Security, an idea of a pension plan, the idea of building wealth for your family, the idea of having generations having money up to this day, or land ownership, was denied African Americans. And then also in 1935, there was the Wagner Act, which was the first forming of unions, so people's pay could be brought up, and America's middle class came into being. Do you know that African Americans were denied entry into unions, so they couldn't get into the middle class? So see, what this did was further and further oppress and suppress them based on their skin color. And then with the GI Bill after World War II, for folks to go to college free of charge, do you know that African Americans were denied, 96 out of 100 were denied access to the GI Bill, even though they served, because of their skin color. And the mortgage, the FHA mortgage plan, so people can own homes. Do you know, of course, African Americans, again, were denied based on their skin color. Not until 1968 was there even a Civil Rights Act that said you cannot discriminate in housing. It took that long. So what this did was cause African Americans to believe the system is against me. Even when I was a slave, even after slavery's over, when it comes to having a home, when it comes to having access to money, when it has access to education, not until the Brown decision in 1954 was in the paper. So in a sense, they don't trust a Caucasian face. Not because of you and I, or you individually, but because of the system that for centuries has marked them as second class. And when you consider what the devil has done out of a social fabrication, this thing called race. It's not a biological fact. It's a social construct. He has divided people based on race to a degree that it's hard to get it out of them, as our brother brought out. When they consider their history, how can I have oneness with these people? When they consider their culture, how can I have oneness with these people? But it says in Colossians 3:11, hallelujah,
amen.
Where there cannot be,
hallelujah.
And where there cannot be what? It first says Jew and Greek. The Jews were seeking signs. The Greeks were seeking wisdom. These were substitutes for Christ.
Yeah.
And then there's three walls after that. The wall of culture, barbarian and Scythian, right? The savage and the more savage, right? And then there's the social rankings, the free and the slave.
Yeah.
Look at what social rankings have done in this country. It's amazing. And then what's the other one? Slave or free?
Scythian.
Circumcision. And that one is religion.
Religion.
So you've got the religious wall, you've got the social ranking walls, and then you've got the wall of
history.
And you got the wall of culture, Scythian, and all these walls, all these substitutes, is where there cannot be.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
In the new man, there can't be those things.
Amen. No.
That means, though, that there has to be a strong transfer.
Yes.
And there has to be a penetrating vision.
Right.
Yes. And there has to be a strong taste.
Amen.
Of the life of God.
Amen.
And the flow in the body.
Amen.
To transfer human beings out of the wall of social ranking.
Amen.
Out of the wall of the lie of race.
Amen.
Out of the wall of cultural division.
Amen.
Out of the wall of historical lies.
Amen.
Out of the wall of religious things.
Amen.
And we believe, because they have a human spirit.
Right.
Any person, regardless of their skin color, is a direct candidate to enter in.
Hallelujah.
And we really trust that the Lord is doing that at this point with people of African descent, because it'll be a shame to the devil.
Amen. That's right.
You tried slavery. You tried racial segregation.
Yes.
You tried law.
Yes.
You tried culture.
Yes.
You tried history. You tried everything to divide them. Now look at them.
Yeah.
They are enjoying the oneness of
Hallelujah.
The triune God.
Hallelujah.
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 So when you consider the history of it all, what the Lord is doing is a real testimony.
Right.
This testimony would be the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom.
Yeah.
And it's to all the ethnos.
Amen.
And then it says, for a testimony.
Amen.
Where is this testimony except here in the United States?
Amen.
No other country has taken on the great experiment and failed so gravely. Yet, in the middle of this, there is going to be the testimony of the one new man.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. So it's quite marvelous. Then it says, and then the end shall come.
Amen.
We believe this is a part of the end. Right now in Syria, our brother, you were there, just a little over 1 million refugees. You know, over there. In Brooklyn, almost 1 million African-American refugees.
Yeah.
We've got our own Syrian situation. Just in one borough.
Yeah.
So surely, you know, when we were asked to present this
to
the co-workers, it was really quite something at Thanksgiving in Florida. The response from the senior co-workers, from Ron Kangas and Manuro and the brothers, their feeling of lining up with this feeling from the Lord that's in us was so confirming that this is a move of the body, this is a move of the head, and this will shake the gates of Hades.
Amen.
So we must be ones, as I so appreciate it, full of prayer and full of trusting the triune God.
Amen.
We'll get the one new man.
Amen.
In spite of what Satan has done.
Amen.
It'll be a real testimony.
Amen.
Then the end shall come.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
We have a very full weekend ahead of us. How about we just close with some prayer?
Amen.
We need lots of prayer for the weekend. Okay? Amen.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Standing with you.
Amen. Amen.
Desire.
Amen.
To align
ourselves. Amen.
Pray for your desire.
Amen.
All men.
Amen.
All ethnos.
Amen.
Use this weekend.
Amen.
To shame the devil.
Amen.
Put him to shame.
Amen.
All
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, every barrier.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord,
Amen.
In Brooklyn.
Amen.
That's right.
For every person.
Yes.
Amen.
What color
Amen.
Our skin.
Amen.
Amen. Pray through, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, even though all this wall.
Amen.
You have
yeah.
taken them down.
Amen.
Lord, yeah. them
That's right.
Amen.
Realistically.
Amen.
In North America.
Amen.
Lord, in North America.
Amen.
Tear down the wall.
Tear it down.
Tear down the wall that you removed at the cross.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Do it here. Apply it here.
Amen.
Lord, you have already done it.
Amen.
Lord, right. we are just one with you.
Amen.
Break down every stronghold.
Amen.
You are the Lord.
Amen.
You desire this testimony.
Amen.
You will wow. give this testimony.
Amen.
We are here
you
one with you.
Amen.
Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You for this beginning.
Amen.
Until the end.
Amen.
Lord, break through.
Amen.
Break through in Brooklyn.
Amen.
Lord, begin this weekend.
Amen.
We thank you.
Amen.
We are one with you.
Amen.
Lord, put the enemy to shame.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right. Lord, have a real breakthrough.
Amen.
Make some new history this weekend.
Amen.
Lord, you're the real Amen. Desire of the nation.
Amen.
Lord, gain all that you're after.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, we praise you. You have broken down the middle wall
partition. Amen.
Oh, we give you the praises.
Amen.
Do what you want this weekend.
Amen.
Oh, that's such right. a proof.
Amen.
To be the one new man.
Amen.
Testify.
Amen.
What you have done.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Lord, have your way.
Yeah.
You came to undo the works
Amen.
Of the devil.
Amen.
Lord, undo Amen. History.
Amen.
Undo culture, Lord.
Amen.
Undo every wall.
Amen.
We pray for an up-to-date application.
Yes. Amen.
For the reality of what you did on the cross.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, yes. we pray for an up-to-date application.
Amen.
Of all that you have accomplished on the cross.
Amen.
So this weekend, bring many.
Amen.
Cause them to touch their spirit.
Amen.
Amen. God.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for this kind of subjective inward knowing.
Yes.
This weekend set many apart.
Yes.
To know you in their spirit.
Amen.
We pray that you would utter your call again.
Amen.
And utter your command again.
Amen.
Let your people go.
Amen.
We do not agree with any with bondage any longer.
Amen.
Lord, set so many sons of Cush free.
Amen. Dear Father,
Amen.
Grant a great gift this weekend.
Amen.
A spirit of wisdom.
Amen.
And revelation.
Amen.
In the full knowledge of the triune God.
Amen.
Grant it, Lord.
Amen.
Pour in repentance.
Amen.
Pour in the turning of the mind.
Amen.
Turn in, pour in the thinking of another way.
Amen.
Lord, grant in light.
Amen.
Bring in shining.
Amen.
Bring in your appearing.
Amen.
Bring in your visitation.
Amen.
Lord, bring in the mighty stream.
Amen.
Dissolve the lie.
Amen.
Dissolve the work of Satan.
Amen.
Bring in your divine dispensing.
Amen.
To produce the one new man.
Amen.
Amen.
Bring in your divine dispensing.
Amen.
To produce the one new man.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
All the speaking of the brothers.
Amen.
The testimony of the one you met.
Amen.
Oh, open up so many eyes.
Amen.
Oh, open up so many hearts.
Amen.
Give themselves.
Amen.
For to advance this weekend.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
We do pray for an advance.
Yes.
A pioneering.
Yes.
A trailblazing.
Yes.
An opening of a new move.
Amen.
A new application.
Amen.
The old truth.
Amen.
You broke down the middle wall.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen
Lord. Mm. Amen. Mm. Lord Jesus. Amen. Yeah.